And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning, I have with me Tyler Yaklovich. And he is here to talk about a really great event, community event that he has put together. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for taking some time to come in and talk with me. First of all, you're doing this event. It's a blood drive. Mm-hmm. And you're doing this as a Sterling Scholar. So tell us a little bit about that. You're a Sterling Scholar for what category?
So I'm the Science Sterling Scholar at Carbon High. So what that means is over the next year or so, we're going to be doing a lot of events as far as like helping out with the community and things that are concerning science, obviously, for me. And then in March of next year, there's a competition. And whoever does the best in the region, there's other schools that have Science Sterling Scholars. And there's scholarships up for grabs, so...
All right. So do you have any idea where you want to go to school after you finish high school?
I'd really like to go to the University of Utah. Since I'm the science guy, that's the only tier one research institution that we have. So that's kind of where I'm aiming right now.
And what are you thinking?
I'm kind of torn between microbiology and like biological engineering. So we'll see where that takes me. Yeah,
that sounds interesting. Now tell us who your mom and dad are.
So my mom is Heidi Yaklovich and my dad's Joey Yaklovich.
All right. Good deal. I bet they're very proud of you.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
I'm sure they are. Well, give us the details of this blood drive that you're putting together.
All right. So the drive is going to be on August 3rd. So that's about 3 weeks from now. It's the first Friday in August. It starts at 1 p.m. and it's going to end at 7 p.m. And that's going to be at the Helper Civic Auditorium. So that is the large rounded off brick building on the east side of Main Street. It's right next to the Catholic Church in Helper. It's where the Catholic Carnival's held. There's like a 25-foot statue of a minor out front. It's kind of hard to miss.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you guys why you should donate blood, but if you're already convinced, then go to redcrossblood.org and enter the helper zip code 84526. And from there, you can schedule an appointment, because who likes waiting in lines? The answer is, of course, nobody. So if you get an appointment scheduled for yourself, then the drive's going to run a lot smoother.
Right. And you get to get all of that out of the way, so then you can just walk in and get it done.
Exactly.
Now, I like that. I just caught this. You said the first Friday of the month. So this is a good time to do it, because Helper First Friday, they're always doing fun stuff on that.
Exactly. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Good thinking on there.
Yeah, good thinking on there. All right, so give us an idea of why it's so important for people to donate blood, because I don't think a lot of people understand that.
I agree. So it's very important that people come out and donate. In this current period of time, we're actually, the Red Cross is experiencing a critical shortage of blood. So they've actually released an emergency call for donors. So as I'm sure a lot of people know, blood is needed for a lot of procedures, you know, operations. So everything from car accidents to burn victims to heart surgeries, organ transplants, all kinds of things. People need a lot of blood. And now a lot of people give the number that, you know, if you donate blood once, you could save 3 lives. And while that is true, it's kind of an overstatement. It actually requires a lot of blood for these operations. So like the average like liver transplant, that could take up to 50 units of blood. So that's like 50 people donating blood. So that means it's very important for people to come out, you know, you contribute to, you know, helping save lives. Now, there is a growing trend where basically we have a lot more, a much higher need for blood than we have blood. So the average annual growth rate for the amount of people donating blood has been about 3% yearly over the last 10 years. And in that same period of time, the average growth rate of needed blood has been 6%. So what that means is there's a lot more of a need than there is a supply. So even if everybody who already donates blood came out, the problem would still be worsening. We need a lot of new people to come out. It's very important. Now, not only is it important for people to donate blood in general, but the summer months are especially critical because, I mean, as you can imagine, schools, universities, they're not hosting as many blood drives. There's not really anybody around. And on top of that, a lot of people are going on vacation. There's not as many people that are willing to donate blood. So that's why we're seeing a very bad shortage right now. And the problem's going to worsen if more people don't come out and donate.
All right, folks, there you have it. He gave you some really great statistics. And come on out. It's just you're helping individuals, and that's
exactly
what's important.
Yeah.
And like you said, the summer months, I know life gets crazy, but like he told me earlier before we got on air, he says, yep, come on out, do blood, because you know what? You get a treat as well.
Exactly. You get a little prick in the arm. You get free food. You feel great about yourself, and somebody else gets their life saved. So, I mean, that's a pretty good deal if you ask me.
Oh, I think it sounds like a wonderful idea. Now, there is an app and that can be downloaded on your phone, and this kind of helps track how many times you've donated over however span, and it tells you when you're you're good to go do another one. Mm-hmm. And do you encourage people to get that app?
Yeah, the blood donor app is really good. It'll tell you, you know, your blood type. If there's any issues that you may have, they'll actually contact you and tell you about that. It'll let you know when there's upcoming drives, all kinds of things. It's a really good app. On top of that, if you don't want to get the app but you want to sign up, the best way to do it to help the drive run smoothly is to, again, just go online, go to redcrossblood.org, enter the helper zip code, that's 84526, and then you can get yourself an appointment scheduled, and that way you'll get priority over any walk-in who comes in at that time. It'll be really easy.
Yeah, and that's considered their rapid pass if you do it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, Tyler, is there anything else you want to add to get people to come on out for this?
I mean, I always just say, you know, put the shoe on the other foot. If any of us were in the hospital, then we would obviously really want people to be donating blood. So let the inverse of that operate and, you know, just come out and contribute. It means a lot to a lot of people. So.
Well, I appreciate you putting this together. All right, folks, mark your calendar. Helper is going to be doing, well, Tyler's putting this together, excuse me, in Helper. It's a blood drive. It's a community blood drive. It is going to be at the auditorium. It's at 19 South Main. You can't miss it. The big, there's a name for the big guy up front.
Yeah, Big John.
Big John.
Giant black fiberglass statue of a miner right out front.
Yeah, look for Big John. That's where it's going to be held at. It is going to be Friday, August 3rd from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Now, he does encourage you to get on the redcrossblood.org to do the rapid pass so it gets you right in there quick. And then you'll just go in, say your name, and you're already set to go. Exactly. And, of course, don't forget the blood donor app you can download on your phone as well. All right, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.